So we are in Aquarius season, and this season actually comes with quite a lot of hype, mainly because we are now transiting and entering into a new astrological age, the age of Aquarius. And there's a lot of hype around the age of Aquarius, and it is huge because when we move from one astrological age into another, which normally happens every 2200 years, it's actually quite a big deal. And these points and times normally are huge pinnacle points in history. And while there's a lot of information on the internet, on social media, about the age of Aquarius and what this actually means, really the question is, what does this mean for you? So we've moved from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, and Pisces was all about what was hidden from us, and it represents the subconscious and the conscious, and it's represented by the fish. And the fish used to swim in deep murky water, and then they used to raise their head. And Pisces was all about victim consciousness, and it was all about leadership, and at any point you could be in either of those roles. But the age of Aquarius is light. It's all about transparency, it's about truth, it's about freedom, it's about community, it's about global humanitarian efforts and collective efforts where it's no longer a solo effort. And with all things in time, we don't like to wait, but the age of Aquarius has been coming for quite some time. Some say it started around 2012 when we had the end of the Mayan calendar. And some say we won't actually see the actual seeding of the age of Aquarius until 2032. So it's not like it just starts today. But we do have a whopping 7 planets in Aquarius this month, which we are using in the 3D as an official anchor point into this new astrological age. And with all turnings of the tides, we have massive, massive changes. So Aquarius rules over friendship groups, social groups, communities, alliances, collaborations, and more of a collective feel. And it's ruled by Uranus, and Uranus is the higher octave to Mercury. Mercury is our communication. And Uranus rules over advanced technology, science and tech, and the digital age. So as we make that transition from essentially the age of Pisces, which was dark, into the age of Aquarius, which is light, if you work with the laws, you will know that the law of polarity is the same thing, and it's all about integration of the dark into light and how that sits with you. So what does this mean for everybody? Some people may not want to rush in and usher in the age of Aquarius so quickly, and here's why. The age of Aquarius demands and will not settle for anything less than truth, transparency and clarity. The age of Pisces allowed for high-end manipulation, narcissistic abuse, passive-aggressive, victim consciousness. And what the age of Aquarius is saying is that that can no longer be that way. People cannot be treated that way. Everybody has to be included, allowing for diversity, race, gender, equality, politics. And Aquarius season, everybody has got an opinion, and that is the archetypal energy of Aquarius. It's that quest for the freedom of truth, for human rights, privacy policies, human rights, and how we can create better communities for everybody and include everybody in that. Now, with any transition from light to dark or a new astrological age, some old things still need to play out. So the rush for the age of Aquarius is possibly a yay. This is good news, but it's also bad news for some people. And here's why. Some people work off high-end manipulation tactics. And because it became so commonplace, it kind of went unnoticed. And high-end manipulation tactics are where we hold ourselves and other people in a victim consciousness where they feel unable to move, they feel stuck, they don't feel empowered. It's essentially a vibration where a lot of people sit. Now, that's not a bad thing, because the age of Aquarius is telling you that you've got a choice. You've got a choice to stay there, or you can move into personal sovereignty that includes transparency, clarity, truth, freedom. And as with all things collective, we are looking at a unity consciousness with Aquarius. What does that mean? Unity consciousness is where we all go through the same thing. but in an individual process. So we'll all go through the pandemic, but that will look differently. It will feel differently and it will hit differently. But the unity consciousness is where, oh, I've been feeling X. Somebody will be like, yeah, I've been feeling that too. That is unity consciousness. And then it's all about how we can all be empowered around that. Now, the age of Aquarius is also about being a visionary, being your own visionary. It's the high-end creative process where you become your own individual and you become an individual within part of a team and you find your place within that team. But making that transition might be difficult for some people because we are still into intellectual property rights, and content is stolen. If you are a creative, you will definitely have encountered this. While this seems to be a societal norm and that's okay to do, really it's not. And Aquarius season is all about being individual, it's all about being weird, it's all about being unique and finding your place within that and saying, you know, respectfully, I wouldn't want to be you, and respectfully, you couldn't be me. And it's reveling in that weirdness, that uniqueness, that oddity that makes you, you. So while it's like, yay, the age of Aquarius, while these old structures play out, this is going to be quite difficult for a lot of people to let go of because it's all they've ever known. So Aquarius season is asking us to step into a new power, one that's individual, one that's creative, one that's visionary, but also one that's part of a team. And while we have spent 2020, most people going online and we have a Zoom life, and it then became quite apparent we needed to move our personal communities online. Even last year, it was evident that we'd moved in from a me consciousness into a we consciousness, but communities then became private. They then became my community, not our community, my community. And finding your place within community where it's fair and it includes everybody, still something that's going to be ongoing for quite a long time. While 2020 was a really hard year, when we look at simple and basic psychology, we all run in 7-year cycles. And 2020 was a real year where we had a lot of shifts. We had to shift beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about the world, what we thought it was, what we thought it was going to be. And that in turn created a lot of grief, a lot of stress. But if you were able to transmute that, you were able to turn that into abundance and joy. But then that cycle's come back around again with another lockdown. So this time period is going to take around 7 years to seed, which is going to be 2027, where we're going to see the fruition of the last 7 years. Now, I know that's like 7 years, and nobody likes to wait, but you know, all we have is time. Understand time and you understand everything. And we have an upcoming Mercury in retrograde. Oh God, Mercury again. And you know, Mercury is time to revisit, realign, reassess, and our communication, and to even take into that time, what have we learned? Because all our structures, I don't care who you are, your structures have fallen around self-worth, value systems, how you look at money, how you spend money. You look at your relationships, who you are in a relationship, what you bring to a relationship. Mainly your fear in relationships, your fears around money, yourself, your self-worth, how you value yourself. Well, that needs to come up and out. So the next few days are going to feel really, really heavy. They're going to feel heavy, but by the weekend it will lift and we should all have a little bit more clarity. And this heavy mental processing is going to be here for a few weeks, and it's all so that you can then become your greatest human in this age of Aquarius that's just about to take place. And you find that place of, where is my place in the world? What does it mean to me? How do I fit in? Where am I to go now? And what does that look like? And welcome to Aquarius season.